the halacha is that a kli she'ena ben yomo is l'chatchila you're not allowed to use it, rabbanan. But b'yevet, if you use it, so the that you cook with it is kosher. And Tosis explains that it's not just a chilek between l'chatchila and b'yevet, but the chilek is that if the kli was boleya isa noisn tam l'shvach, and then 24 hours passed, became noisn tam l'fgam. So Tosis says l'fishak teva hay. This Tosis in Avodah Zarah says which on Ani Zayin. Tosis says l'fishak teva haya bo isa gamo tchila. In other words, the tchilas blias isu in the ketera was l'shvach, and therefore it's ostim avash with it, even if afterwards it comes lifgam. But by the maicho, if you used it, klishin ben yomo, so the tchilas ablia was lifgam, and therefore it's mutter. So it's not just a din between the chatchil and b'yevet, it's a loch with tchilas ablia was l'shvach. So why should we care that the tchilas ablia was l'shvach? But now it's l'fgam, so let it be mutl l'chatchila to use that kli. So the Rav explained, you see from here, that the halacha is that it's a separate isa to be mishtamish with treif kelim, with the kli shel isa. And that may be what we learn from Gulei Midyan, that the Torah says it's a special pasha of the kasha kelim, that the Torah says that were captured in the battle with Midian, that's the pasha of Heksha Kalim. And you see that there's a separate Chalosh Isa independent of the halacha of Tam Ke'ika to use Trefa Kalim. And the proof to this, you see, is the Ra'or in Berak HaBayis, it's Bayis Dalit, says, quoting the name of the Ramban, that he says that, you know, why is it that something that was cooked with Isa, that is Osman HaTorah, he seems to say, even according to the Man Yom, the Tam Kik is Lav D'Yuraisa. And the Osameach says that in Machlos Asuras and Perek Tes, that there's a separate east to be mishtamish with the kli, even if Tam Kiki would be drabonon, that's the learns in the Pasha Gula Midyan. And the Ra'or quotes the name of the Ramban, the Mishum Mailahu, the Kevin Shenivla Kli Me'isa, Afa Bisha Achshav Kishapolit, Einkan Elatam, Lo Yevatal Barov, Shakli Nessa Aleni Mishum Maila, Tumya de Tfila, de Tzricha Kro Afila Lakem Chadoshim. Mustav de Tfila, Yeraisu Mishum Maila. So you see the way the Ra'or quotes the Ramban, there's a separate maila. There's a separate halacha, an independent halacha of kasher and kelim, that not to use treif kelim. Just like the Torah makes a maila that if you buy it from a goy, that you have to be toivel the kelim. And that's the sugya in Nozir on Daf Lamed Zayin, that this special halacha of Gulei Midyan. I just want to add something to what the Rav said. The Ramor says that it's based on a Rashpo, that by Kalim, you don't say it's a Dovish Shmatirim, because it's a Tircha and it's a Hautzor, it's a moment that you have to do. But otherwise, Kli Isa, if one Kli got mixed up with other Kalim, it would be considered a Dovish Shmatirim. But the Rashpo says that since it's a big Tircha Takasha, so we don't consider Dovish Shmatirim. So the Taz asks, the same halach of Ramon later on says that by Dova Balua, you don't say to Dova Shirish Matirim, because the Balua always remains us. For example, a Bosa that's Nivla with Dam, you can kasher it through Tzli, and got mixed up with others, you don't say that that's a Dova Shirish Matirim, because it's only the Balua, and the Balua will remain also, so it's not. So that's not Dovah Shirish Matirin. So the Taz asks, so what's the whole discussion about Kalim that should be Dovah Shirish Matirin, were it not for the Tircha? Stamasar, by Isa, that's balua, you don't say Davi Shesh Matirin. So I think according to what the Rav said, the answer is there is a taka chalois iser, separate chalois iser mishpatamish with the kli, if it's a kli iser, separate halach and the kli. But by a kli, it's not just an iser balua of the iser that's balua in the kli. There's a chalois iser in the kli itself that we learn from Gulei Midyan to use such a kli.